So you're heading out to dinner in Los Angeles. Well, how about bringing something extra to the experience? I mean, after all, it's the season of ghosts and odd happenings. James Bartlett has done a new guidebook. It is called Gourmet Ghosts, A Guide to Los Angeles's Haunted Bars and Restaurants and Their Ghosts, Murders, and Mysteries. James, welcome.
It's great to be here. Thank you.
So we're talking about, shall we say, the paranormal experience that we can have with a meal. Is this possible in many places in Los Angeles?
Well, I've managed to do about 40 or so in the book, and there are more on the website, and I found a lot more over the time that I was researching it. But I tried to take a story that I either heard or spoke to somebody about and try and back it up with something perhaps from the Los Angeles newspapers at the time to try and give it a bit more sort of validity rather than just sort of like third-hand, you know, they say that this place is haunted.
Well, there's one place you talk about which is still there, and it's the Roosevelt Hotel.
Yes, that's right. Very famous. The Roosevelt Hotel, which is right opposite the Grauman's Chinese Theater on Hollywood Boulevard, right on the Walk of Fame. Yes, it's been there for, 87 years now. Very sophisticated, very nice hotel, very much the kind of, if you want the Hollywood experience, that's the kind of hotel that you stay in. It's beautiful inside. It has a number of bars, a number of restaurants in there. And there have been a number of stories there that are well documented.
For instance?
Well, there's the Marilyn Monroe mirror, a very large, tall, floor-to-ceiling mirror that one day that someone was looking in the mirror and they saw the image of Marilyn Monroe looking back in the mirror, and it was supposed to be the day after she had died. And the mirror was in the lobby and a number of places for years and years and years and years. It's currently in storage, or rather, well, I was told a number of stories as to where it might be, so there's a mystery with that. It's not there at the moment, but there, in the hotel there have been stories of children being heard in rooms. There's been a child seen by the fountain in the lovely lobby there. And then specifically on the ninth floor, room 928, there's been a number of reports about the sound of a bugle playing, which was supposed to be Montgomery Clift, the spirit of him. He stayed there in that room when he was doing From Here to Eternity. And, of course, he played a bugle in the movie. And he was supposed to pace up and down the corridor when he was there doing his lines and practicing his bugle. And it seems like he's still there today.
What about a restaurant that we can go to?
Well, one of the best, staying in the old school and also not too far down the road from the Roosevelt, is Musso and Frank's, which really, that has been there forever. That actually opened before the Hollywood sign was put up, or the Hollywood Land sign, as it was originally. Now, this is very much like an old school, it's like a library, like a gentleman's club. It's not very ostentatious from the outside, because that's the whole idea. It's one of the few places in town that's always had a sort of a non-relationship with press and publicity, that you'll never see people hanging around outside. You don't get many tourists outside. And the reason is from the beginning, it's been a place where celebrities have gone, and it goes all the way back. There used to be a bookstore next door, and Bukowski and Faulkner, Hemingway and Chandler were all in the bookstore.
Oh,
yes, and then when the bookstore closed, they would all be in Musso's at the back. It has huge leather booths. A lot of them are private. Some of them are very open, depending on what you want. Orson Welles always had a very open booth. And there is a booth in there, number one, which was Charlie Chaplin's favorite booth. You can usually never get to it because people always want booth number one. It's a nice one. It's very private. Has a little window view. And he's very much associated with there, and his spirit is supposed to be in the building as well.
You have a photograph in the book.
Yes, it was a photograph that somebody took when they were in the booth. And initially, you look at it and think it's nothing, and I didn't believe it at all. But if you look carefully, and it does look like there's a face. It's not necessarily Charlie Chaplin's face, but you can very much see a face, a nose, and a pair of eyes. And it's not, you know, a reflection. But, you know, I never judge in the book. I leave it up to people to make up their own minds.
Have you got one more place?
Yes, I'll give you another famous one that's also in, well, it's technically West Hollywood, is Chateau Marmont. It's a super place. It looks like it's based on a chateau in the Loire Valley in France. So it looks like a huge castle sort of perched on the side of the hill. And it's a hotel, and it's got a suites and bungalows around the side, and it's all completely covered by foliage. You can't see anything at all. There are a number of secret tunnels between some of the apartments and suites. there's supposed to be a secret tunnel from the chateau down to the boulevard where there used to be a club called Players. There are tunnels all over the city. Some of them imaginary, some of them really exist. Some of them I've actually sort of poked a camera down in and had a look at. Most of them are bricked up now.
Uh-huh.
But the Chateau Marmont, it's supposed to be the Hotel California by the Eagles. You know, you can check out, but you can never leave. And nearly every celebrity you've ever heard of stays, either short and long term. And John Belushi overdosed in one of the bungalows. And Boris Karloff lived there for a number of years. And there were a number of reported scary things happened while he was there. There was a woman hovering over a bed and faucets turning on and off. But it's the most discreet place, and they don't really have any stories about anything that happens, because otherwise all the people who stay there would stop staying there.
James, thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thanks so much.
James Bartlett is author of Gourmet Ghosts.